I am joined by Dakota Jakubek, offensive lineman and linebacker for the Jefferson Blue Jays, a part of the 2016 Dream Team. And Dakota, that's got to sound pretty awesome.
Yes, sir. It's a really high achievement.
Now, obviously, there's a lot of coaches that thought real highly of you, and you had one of those seasons where it's kind of a season to remember for a long time. What are some things that you take away from this season that you do actually want to hang on to for a while?
Just being able to block with my lineman next to me, Shane Clinton, that was one of the lifetime things. Blocking next to a Arkansas commit, that's pretty crazy. And having a running back behind me, like Andrew Graves.
You know, running backs can't do it without their offensive line. Talk about the experience of actually going and blocking with Shane Clinton, and just the fun that you five had on the O-line this season.
It was really a lot of fun. He took me under my wing about last year when I started my sophomore year. And I was probably the smallest lineman, but I had a lot of heart, and he took me under his wing in the weight room, on and off the field, and he's really developed me into a really good lineman.
What is a part in a game that you thought, wow, I'm doing a really good job here, and I hope to be able to just keep on doing this?
That St. Vincent game, I got injured, and I wasn't able to play the rest of the game, but I just remember that interception, because that's the play I got hurt on. That just played a huge role for team, but we lost that game. It is what it is.
Now, obviously, Shane Clinton moving on, you're pretty much going to be the guy to be relied on the O-line and defense. Talk about things that you've learned from Shane and from Coach Rugley and what you hope to carry on into next season.
Playing hard, that's one of my biggest just keys. I just want everybody to play hard on that field with me.
You earned some awards for this year, 2016 Lineman of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. What do those accolades mean to you for not just this season, but for the long run?
I love just being able to be recognized, because having a running back like Andrew, sometimes just some people get thrown under the bus. But I love having a coach like Coach Rugley that helps a lot.
What are some things in the off-season program that you plan on working on? What do you want to get stronger at?
Just stronger all around, and like just fundamentals with my feet. And then on defense, I want to be able to read the ball a lot better. I started developing towards the end of the season, watching the ball, watching how guards pull and all that stuff. I got way better.
Now, you said that that you play a little basketball. You have for a while now. What are some challenges that basketball has for you that maybe football doesn't?
Just being way stronger than a lot of us people. You're having a lot of fouls because I'm just so physical with everybody else.
Yeah, kind of like how Shaq, whenever guys would foul him, it wouldn't get called because he's such a big guy, and I guess officials just assumed that he could take the beating.
Yeah.
But you're doing the exact opposite.
Yeah, they just look at me and say, "This kid's gonna push around little kids," and it has its downfalls.
Not a lot of downfalls though for you in football. Just again, you have another year to go, and you talked about getting stronger and getting your feet better. As a team for next year, what do you hope to accomplish?
Just get better every single day. I think we didn't play hard together every single game, and we have a lot of leadership, and that's something I want to step in to take that role over as a senior.
I was just about to ask you that, about leadership and taking over that role for next year. What are some things that you'd like to carry over from what you learned from Shane Clinton and sort of put that into a player that you plan on taking under your wing for next year?
Brandon Floyd, he had a lot of experience this year in varsity. I want to try to take him under my wing because hopefully he'll be playing next to me on tackle.
Well, it sounds like Brandon Floyd has a great teammate to learn from for next season. Congratulations again on being part of the 2016 Football Dream Team.
Thank you.
Congratulations again to Dakota Jakubek of the Jefferson Blue Jays, offensive lineman and linebacker, entering his senior year next year. He is a part of our 2016 Football Dream Team on J98. I'm Matt Greenwood.